We'd like to call the meeting to order. Let the minutes show that all board members are present tonight. Mr. Crawford, would you please lead us in the pledge?
Please rise. Face the flag and follow me, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
There was no action taken in closed session. Comments from the board members. Ms. Scott? Mr. Davis? Mr. Allison?
I just want to say, I don't know how many teachers are here, but tomorrow's a big day. And I am so glad that I'm retired, because for tomorrow it's Saturday for me. But my wife's a teacher, and I've just been watching her work her tail for the last week and a half trying to get ready for today in Yuba County or Yuba City Schools. So, hey, we got to hand it to our teachers and our staffs. Thank you.
Mr. Boom. Mr. Fleury.
Yeah, this morning, it's always I go out and greet the transportation, and Mike was there. What an upbeat group. They met their new boss. He was very good with the staff were just upbeat. One of the employees, I don't quite understand, they sent her to another room. She came back, got a standing ovation, all the noise. It was somebody that had been on leave and came back, but they were really upbeat. I'm lucky I have a job where I can be around the schools and work. So I got to go to Lyndhurst. I live by Lyndhurst. I went there for lunch and got to see a lot of the teachers. They had a luncheon put on for the teachers, and they were very excited to be back to school. They also, they redid the counseling office. I met the new counselor out there, very good counselor. Sad part about my job is I work in the river bottoms for years, and it's amazing the people that I'm seeing there. Actually, I was telling Romero, there was a former district employee living down there. There was kids living down there. I saw young ones today. And I really appreciate our homeless persons project, how they work with those people. Again, the cannery's given me water to give them and snacks to give them. And they, you would be amazed how just a bottle of cold water, what it means to them. We just we were lucky when you look around, you see that, especially every summer, day after day down there.
Mr. Crawford?
Just quickly, I was waking really early today. Apparently, a parent had posted on Facebook a picture of all her kids returning to school, but there was a picture from 1 year ago today. And I got numerous calls, "Is school open today?" And I go, "No, it's Yuba City. It's not. Where are you getting this information?" "Well, look on Facebook." "Well, where? But that was the only way my day, and I had like about 9 or 10 parents in Marysville call in a panic. I'm hoping they really are looking forward to the school year, and they just didn't want to get their kids out of the house as quick as possible. But as a parent, I can respect that too. Anyhow, that's all I have to say. Go ahead.
Actually, I do have a couple of comments. I would just like to wish all of our staff for Marysville Joint Unified good luck tomorrow, and we're starting another year, and want to wish everybody well. Secondly, I am very excited to see that our board is going to be staying together for at least the next couple of years, and I'm very excited to be able to work with y'all for the next couple of years at least. And thirdly, I'd like to congratulate Gay and Craig on their marriage. So, Dr. Starkey, congratulations. Next, we have the opportunity for employee organizations to address the board. Marysville Unified Teachers Association.
Hi, I'm still here. Inga Schlesler, President of Marysville Unified Teachers Association. And people keep talking about this thing called a summer break. I'm waiting for it to happen. It's been quite the summer. The Janus decision has really added to my work. I feel inspired, however, by the number of emails that I'm getting from people who are very supportive and positive and looking forward to being more active in the association to make up for anybody that's leaving. And so far, actually leaving membership, I have had none of those requests. I suspect one. And I do have quite a few of the fee payers who were like, I didn't know I was a fee payer, so they're joining. So that's pretty awesome. The more difficult thing that I wanted to talk with you about today is the CVT opt-out possibility and the implications it has for our unit and for bargaining. I'm sure that you must have talked about this already, and you understand that we can't have somebody having to pay $99 a month to not have insurance. So I'm hoping, I didn't see anything in your closed session for bargaining related things, and so I was really hoping that we will quickly have the ability to get together and bargain what to do about at least that aspect. If we just bargain one thing, we want to get that done, because people have to put in for their coverage what plan they're going to take by the 1st of October. And if what they have to do in order to opt out is to prove that they have another insurance. And for people that have a spouse with another insurance, they also have timelines that they have to deal with in adding their spouse to them. We have people who are out looking for insurance just to buy it on their own. I did hear from somebody that, oh my gosh, I was right. It's nice to be told that you were right sometimes. But apparently, this person went through everything that he could go through to try to get coverage that was anywhere cheaper than what we've had, and he could not find it. Young, healthy guy too, so go figure. So I'm hoping that we can get this resolved as quickly as possible so that my members are able to do what they need to do to make educated and possible decisions. Thank you.
Thank you, Inga. Operating Engineers, Local Union Number 3. California School Employees Association Number 326 and 648. Association of Management Confidential Employees, Supervisory Unit. Public comments. Persons wishing to address the board are requested to fill out a public comment card before the start of the meeting and give it to the secretary, board president, or the superintendent. Comments are limited to a maximum of 3 minutes per speaker, 20 minutes total time for public input on each item per board policy, board bylaw 9323. The Ralph M. Brown Act prevents the Board of Trustees from responding to these comments with the exception of clarifying questions. We do have one public comment card. Mr. Ed Neumannick.
You're saying I only have 3 minutes?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you, Oliver's Elementary School has gone through hell for the last 2 years. And I resigned to retirement. And my letter was not included in the board packet. So I'm going to read you that letter. This is my notification that I'm retiring from Marysville Joint Unified in my fourth grade teaching position at Oliver's Elementary School. It's time for an intermission and new challenges. After more than 33 years of teaching, the majority of Oliver's under multiple principals, I'm sad to say the school has been facing rough seas since 2016 when Mr. Eggers left. The next and the current captain did not have a firm control of the rudder. And once our once good ship is now adrift, the best action for those who are able is to abandon ship and the other crew who are doomed to the floundering once proud vessel known as Oliver Elementary School can hopefully save the ship from sinking. Farewell. I'm off to calmer seas, man overboard, Edward Nemanik. I am so ticked that you left my letter out and you are trying to censor the board. In fact, this board needs to clean house of him and her. They think they can control you. Let me read some more. Addendum to my notification of retirement letter of July 25th, 2018, and this date, 2/8/14/2018. Having experienced six different principals in almost 30 years at Oliver, so I'm sad to say that the current state of the school is at risk. The current administrator is unfortunately beginning his second year in spite of serious problems at the school. As a MUTA rep, I had a close-up view that most teachers don't see unless you become a target. Major problems included a data breach of the principal's hard drive exposing private staff personnel records that was never explained or apologized for, increasing in serious discipline issues due to a lack of student accountability. The school outreach, one of the most effective professionals to ever grace this campus, was relegated to parking lot and cafeteria duty with elimination from his position this year, which I hear the principal told his staff he resigned. He did not resign. He was told that his position was eliminated. 3, promoting a divisive school climate that supports some and publishes others without regard to merit or job performance. As a MUTA rep, I personally experienced his attempt to change my grade level for the next year, and I believe it was purely retaliatory for bringing his errors and contract violations to light, for which he still assumes no accountability. He told me my position wasn't changed because they didn't have a district transfer to sixth grade. I say it's a pure lie.
Mr. Nemanik, I just want to let you know that you have 15 seconds left.
Ineffective administration of the Learning Center, which was supposed to be a model for the district, but instead suffered staff division, low morale, and poor support for teachers and non-IEP students. Non-reelecting excellent teachers in a second year of probation who endured the last 2 years of poor administrators. One, a 40-year veteran in special ed. You have 4 special ed openings, and you let them non-reelect her.
Mr. Nemanik, thank you very much.
I'm sorry, but I
thank you very much for your comments. Can you please sit down, sir? Mr. Pneumatic.
Shame on NDSC for not overcoming those decisions. This board should invite those teachers back.
Okay, the board is going to recess to closed session. Can we all report to closed session, please?
And the school board needs to have their, let me finish this, ears closer to the schools, not just accepting what is fed to them by the district office or ineffective charming principals. I suggest the following. 1, don't judge a book by its cover. Be wary of those who spend their time self-promoting via shiny newsletters and presentations rather than running the school effectively. 2, look for the truth. Well, go ahead, board. Walk out. This is your district. Board, you need to get on this. Look at the truth. Don't be fooled by personal demeanor. A lie is a lie. Look for corroborating sources to verify information. Beware of false data, such as lower suspension rates when the school discipline has gone to hell. Beware of obfuscation tactics such as calls for open communication and dialogue when what is lacking is clear, honest communication. Read the staff surveys for site administrator and look for patterns beyond the numbers. Talk to multiple teachers and not just the district office to find the whole story. Beware of 3 classes of teachers for ineffective administrators, favorites, targets, and the unaware manipulators who assume things are fine. 8, don't allow first-year administrators to non-reelect second-year probationary teachers who have been at the school longer than them, or let the personnel officer rubber stamp such staff releases without a fair outside review and analysis of the asset to the district. 9, beware of narcissistic personality types who have no regard for anyone but themselves. That research says the best you can do is to not engage, which only empowers them. And remove yourself and others from their path before they do any more damage. We need leaders, not bullies, who have true empathy and compassion for others, who unify, not divide, punish, and blame others, who are able to admit their own mistakes. I say this is a new poster for MJUSD. Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil.
FJSC honors is sinking. And if something changes, okay, the inspection honors is going to catch this. And thank you, board members, who hung around for the whole.
You're welcome, sir.
For the rest of it. That's good. I will leave the summit for the board. I had a lot more to say.
I know. It's not the color I thought I was going to get. I never heard of this color. But I'm going to be wearing them soon. Thank you.
We're going to call the meeting back to order. We have the superintendent's report.
Good evening. Mr. Rasmussen did take some of my thunder by announcing that you are all running unopposed. And some of us are very, very happy about that. So, yes, let's give it up. And I also have for you some Yuba County Office of Education documents that are some upcoming events and that I wanted to share with you. Some of you had asked about the Teacher of the Year, and there's a number of other things there, so that you have those to put on your calendars. And as you start to go out to sites, you're going to notice that there's been a bit of an administrator shuffle. So let me go through this, and then there'll be a test at the end to see if you retained all of these. Eric Preston is now the principal at Kynoch, which created a vacancy at Arboga. He also has a new assistant principal, Derek Morrison. And with the vacancy at Arboga, Ashley Vetti moved to Arboga, which then created a vacancy at Browns Valley Cordova. Heather Strickland, who was the assistant principal at Yuba Gardens, has taken that position. She was selected for that through the interview process. And so that created an assistant principal vacancy at Yuba Gardens. So we now have Tyler Kreger as the AP that was selected by Yuba Gardens. Marysville High School had a vacancy because Luke Browning moved back closer to home. He has young children, and you know, high school administration position is a daunting task without young ones. So he's moved back there, which, you know, created another vacancy. So we now have John Ithaburn as the AP at Marysville High School. Michelle Berry decided that she was not going to be returning back to her assistant principal job at Linda. She's going to stay home with her baby. So Linda hired Elijah Henderson to be their new assistant principal. Scott Lane retired, I think you all know that, and so we now have Greg Taylor, who is our new director of transportation. Got that? So, we all wear name tags now, so we can all make sure we know where everyone is, but I think we have a great team assembled, and they have been busy preparing for school. They're all ready for tomorrow. Kids are obviously been out shopping for school supplies. I went to Walmart even last week, and the shelves are pretty empty with the paper and the pencils and their backpacks, and they're ready to go. So teachers are ready, kids are ready, and parents are really ready. So we're looking forward to seeing them all tomorrow. And that would be the end of my report. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Starkey.
Stop it. Next, we have the approval of minutes. The minutes from the regular board meeting of 7/17/2018. Mr. Allison was absent. If there's no additions or deletions, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Mr. Fleury to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Davis. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any nays? Any abstentions? One abstention, Mr. Allison. That was six yes. Minutes from the special board meeting of 7/24/2018. Absent was Ms. Scott. Again, if there's no additions or deletions, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Davis. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Any abstentions? One abstention, Ms. Scott. Six yes. Next, we have the consent agenda. Are there any items that a board member would like to be pulled from the consent agenda? If not, is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion by Mr. Crawford to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Boom. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? That was seven yes. And looks as though there's no new business. Meeting adjourned.